There are concerns residents of the Outer Islands in the Torres Strait could be forced to flee their homes by encroaching seas. Late last year, the federal government backflipped on a commitment to restore seawalls on the islands. Scientists say without those seawalls, infrastructure on the shoreline could be inundated, exposing locals to waterborne diseases. Hagar Cohen reports.
It's just a few days before the king tide season when many island communities in the Torres Strait are expected to flood once again. The rise in sea levels and an increase in extreme weather events in the region make the islands at this time of the year particularly vulnerable. Dr. Donna Green is a climate scientist at the University of New South Wales who's researched climate implications in the area.
There's six islands that have been identified as particularly vulnerable to rising seas and storm surges. So this time of year in January and February when there are king tides, if there is an extreme weather event like a storm surge, many of those islands can be inundated.
During her time on the islands, Dr. Green says she noticed a much bigger problem than first imagined. The sewerage system, roads, schools and many houses are located on the shoreline. When the islands are inundated with water, whole communities are completely shut down.
They close the schools during that time because they know they can't have the kids running around in knee-high water. And also they have to shut down the portable water pumping systems because otherwise there's a very good chance they will get inundated with seawater, and all those have public health impacts that the islands have to deal with.
Just recently in Saibai, which is a mud island located only 4 kilometres from Papua New Guinea, the local cemetery was flooded, washing away nearly a third of its graves. Ronan Nossa is the local councillor.
Cemetery was underwater. That's why we as a family goes down there and do a little bit of work, but it won't fix the problem.
But according to Coalition MP Warren Ench, who's the local federal member in Far North Queensland, all these problems could have been avoided. Back in August, he put forward a private member's motion urging Parliament to commit to restoring damaged seawalls on six low-lying islands. The motion was passed, but last November, the government backflipped on its commitment, saying the work is the responsibility of the Queensland government.
They waited almost up to the Christmas period when they knew everything was shut down, and then they came out and said, well, too bad, this is a local government problem and a state government problem. There's nothing we can do.
He says if seawalls aren't built soon, many islanders will be forced to leave their home.
We're talking about diseases up there that are born either out of water or out of sewage contamination. They're going to have water hanging around under their houses, destroying infrastructure, breeding these mosquitoes. It is a ticking time bomb.
A spokesman from the Office of the Minister of Regional Development, Simon Crean, said some federal funding may be available soon. But even if approved, it's almost certain to miss the upcoming king tide season, which starts next week.
Hagar Cohen reporting.